Well, communities in Colorado have been in a political fight with that state to get more local control over oil and gas drilling, a battle that was heading to the ballot box this November until a compromise stopped an initiative effort in its tracks. Colorado's Democratic governor declared the compromise a victory, but it left some members of the state's environmental community furious and vowing payback on Election Day. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Inside Energy's Dan Boyce reports.
70-year-old great-grandmother Kay Fissinger looks out over a reservoir on the edge of the town of Longmont, Colorado. Companies have been trying to put in a series of gas wells near the banks.
They'll be fracking all around here, where people play.
Fissinger has been fighting for the last 3 years to protect Longmont from fracking, the controversial technique of pumping pressurized water and sand deep underground to fracture rock and extract oil and gas. She helped lead a successful effort to ban fracking within Longmont city limits a couple of years ago. 4 other Colorado cities followed suit. The state shot back by joining a lawsuit, saying Longmont did not have the authority to enact such a ban. That's what sent activists to the initiative process, to try to earn that authority.
People are most concerned about what it means for their quality of life, their health.
This is Democratic Colorado Congressman Jared Polis. The former tech entrepreneur decided to bankroll these so-called local control measures.
It's like any other kind of industrial operation. I think it's up to communities to decide if they want to incorporate that into their economic development strategy or not.
But Polis more or less stood alone in his support. The Democratic establishment in Colorado pushed back hard, says University of Denver political science professor Peter Hansen.
The fracking initiatives were going to make life very difficult for the Democrats this fall.
Both Democratic Governor John Hickenlooper and Senator Mark Udall are locked in tight re-election bids.
And for Senator Udall or the governor to open themselves up to accusations that they were somehow opposed to energy development and jobs in this state would have been politically quite dangerous for them.
Colorado is sitting on vast reserves of shale.
While activists were busy collecting signatures for the initiatives, the industry was already spending millions of dollars in advertising to fight them.
It means jobs for Colorado.
Then, in early August, on the very day signatures for the ballot measures were due, Governor Hickenlooper announced a deal.
Energy extraction and our environment and managing the balance can be difficult, but it's something we've always been able to do in Colorado.
The state would drop one of its lawsuits against the city of Longmont. Congressman Polis would drop his initiatives. The oil and gas industry would drop 2 pro-fracking initiatives, and a new task force would be appointed to craft a solution on local control issues for state lawmakers. Activist Kay Fissinger and much of the anti-fracking crowd immediately attacked Polis for caving to political pressures.
If you could sum up your feelings.
Betrayal. Betrayal.
Fissinger says she's been a Democrat for 50 years, but this whole thing is forcing her to leave the party.
Be a cold day in hell before I vote for Hickenlooper. It would so violate my integrity to vote for this man.
A judge declared Longmont's fracking ban unconstitutional earlier this summer, but didn't stop the activists who spoke up at a recent city council meeting.
The people of Longmont look to you tonight.
Council members voted unanimously to appeal the judge's ruling. Governor Hickenlooper announced the makeup of the oil and gas task force last week. 19 members, ranging from elected leaders to industry representatives to members of local anti-fracking groups. Matt Lepore heads up the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, the state regulator. He argues the state is best equipped to regulate oil and gas, to avoid a hodgepodge of regulations. He commends the governor for brokering the compromise and says he breathed a sigh of relief.
Yes, I did, and I think Colorado should have breathed a sigh of relief, too.
Politicians of all stripes in oil and gas states have to balance the economic benefits of development with its environmental and health concerns. In Colorado, they've already taken some giant strides toward that balance. It's the first state to restrict methane emissions at oil and gas wells, and among the first to require companies disclose fracking fluid information. And now there's this task force of stakeholders across the spectrum. Other energy boom states will be looking to see if Colorado will lead on the local control debate, too. For Here and Now, I'm Dan Boyce.
And Dan's story came to us from Inside Energy, a public media collaboration focusing on America's energy issues.